threesomes. The 3x3 muses remind me to introduce more triads. Gaia and Uranos gave birth, as we know, to 3 Hecatoncheires, 3 Cyclopes, and 4x3 Titans. We have already encountered the 3 Erinyes, also called the Eumenides, those vengeful furies who sprang from the blood-soaked earth at the moment of the castration of Uranos. 3 seems to have been a very magic number to the Greeks. The Charites. During the course of the 10-year Titanomachy, apocalyptic as it was, Zeus always found time to fulfill his desires. Perhaps he saw it as discharging his duty to populate the earth. It is certainly the case that Zeus liked to discharge. One day, Zeus's eye fell on the most beautiful of all the Oceanids, Eurynome, daughter of Oceanus and Tethys. Hidden in a cave, while the battle roared outside, Eurynome bore Zeus 3 ravishing daughters, Aglaia, which means splendour, Euphrosyne, also known as Euthymia, glee, merriment, mirth, and Thalia, cheerfulness, sharing her name with the muse of comedy. Together they were known as the Charites, or to the Romans the Gratii. We call them the 3 Graces, favoured throughout history by sculptors and painters seeking an excuse to render perfect female nudes. Their sweetness of nature gave the world something to counteract the horrible malice and cruelty of the Erinyes. Horae. The Horae, or Hours, consisted of 2 sets of triplet sisters. These daughters of Themis, the embodiment of law, justice, and custom, originally personified the seasons. There seem to have been 2 to begin with, summer and winter. Auxesia, sometimes just Auxo, and Carpo. The classical first triad of Horae was made up by the later addition of Thallo, Flora to the Romans, bringer of flowers and blossoms, the embodiment of spring. The Horae's most valuable quality derived from their mother, their gift of the propitious moment, the benign relationship between natural law and the unfolding of time, what you might call divine serendipity. The second set of Horae was responsible for a more worldly kind of law and order. They were Eunomia, goddess of law and legislation, Dike, goddess of justice and the moral order, the Roman equivalent is Justitia, and Irene, the goddess of peace, pax to the Romans. Moirae. The Moirae, or 3 Fates, were named Clotho, Lachesis, and Atropos. These daughters of Nyx are to be thought of as sitting round a spinning wheel. Clotho spins the thread that represents a life. Lachesis measures out its length, and Atropos, the relentless, remorseless one, literally the unturning, chooses when to shear the thread and cut the life short. Atropine, the poison derived from mandrakes and Atropa belladonna, deadly nightshade, gets its name from this last and most terrible of the sisters. Even the gods had to submit themselves to the fates' cruel decrees. Later Greeks considered them to be not daughters of the night, but of necessity, ananke. They bear a very strong resemblance to the Norns of Norse mythology. I picture them as sunken-cheeked crones, clothed in black rags, sitting in a cave, cackling and nodding as they spin. But many sculptors and poets represented them as pink-cheeked maidens, dressed in white robes and smiling demurely. Their name derives from a word that means portion or lot, in the sense of that which is allotted to you. It was not her portion to be loved, or it was his lot to be unhappy, are the kinds of phrases Greeks employed to describe attributes or destinies apportioned by the Moirae. Ceres. These carrion daughters of Nyx were the vile and rapacious spirits of violent death. Like the Valkyries of Norse and Germanic myth, they collected the souls of warriors killed in battle. Unlike those benevolent warrior goddesses, however, the Kyries did not escort their heroic souls to the reward of a Valhalla. They flew from bleeding body to body, greedily sucking up the blood that flowed from them. Then, when each corpse was thoroughly drained, they threw it over their shoulders and moved on to the next. Gorgons. The primordial sea god Pontus had, by Gaia, a son, Phorcys, and a daughter, Ceto. The progeny of this brother and sister were three island-dwelling sisters, the Gorgons, Stheno, Euryale, and Medusa. With hair of writhing, venomous snakes, intense, staring eyes, hideous, fixed smiles, boar's tusk teeth, clawed hands of brass and taloned feet, and scaly golden bodies, these monstrous sisters appeared frightful enough to freeze the blood. But anyone who caught a Gorgon's eye, exchanged looks with her for just one fleeting second, would, quite literally, be turned instantly to stone. The word for that is petrified, which has come to mean scared, stiff.